Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The loneliness thing is just sad. There's a recent report among the loneliest are adults 45 to 49. Think about this number. 49% identified as lonely. Dave, 45 to 49, you're in the salad days of your life, and half of those folks in our country are saying they're lonely. That's terrible.
That number's so big.
I was shocked by that.
45 to 49, you're thinking you still have kids at home? I mean, obviously, some people are divorced, some people are single, but
you're
plenty.
You're working, probably.
Married, yeah, exactly, in the heart of your working life. Boy, that's...
Never.
Half. Wow.
Never married. That number is 62%. Not working. 57%. Household income below $25,000 a year. 63%. This is clearly an uptick. 40% of respondents lonely in all categories. It's way too high. 35% the last time they did the survey in 2018. 42% of men lonely, 37% women. For women, it's about the same. But there's an 8% increase for men compared to 2018. So what can we do about this? And why is it going up? I think it's going up for a few of the obvious reasons. COVID. And how COVID changed so much of interaction. Where we shut down interaction for valid medical reasons. Speaking of that, Dr. Michael Ostrom on this show today at 2:05 on more ideology over science by RFK Jr., who is in no way qualified for that job. No way. So that created an environment for a lot of people to be isolated. A lot of people now, if they were in that spot, ended up feeling comfortable for some reason to stay at home and accelerated some of the loneliness, this contraption in my hand, the phone, all the social media, the ways that you can have so much entertainment at your apartment, at your house, at your condo.
That was accelerated by the pandemic too.
Yeah.
We made our homes the place to be.
Yes. And even if it was your one-bedroom apartment, you had six streaming outlets.
Yeah, surround sound, the big screen,
and
DoorDash or Uber Eats at your fingertips anytime you want it.
And you're on Snapchat, you're on Facebook, you're on TikTok. You know, so you can amuse yourself as opposed to before, maybe you had to go to a movie theater. Maybe because of work, when they didn't let you stay at home, and it might not have been your wheelhouse, but you would meet more people. And not just because you were forced to go to a holiday party or something like that, but you're not maybe the most socially comfortable, but you might have a coworker who you identify with.
Yeah, might just have a work friend.
Work friend. Or you have a coworker or somebody like me who just agitates you enough in a friendly way because, and I only do it with heart, you know this, because I want you to, I want to play with you and have fun with you, having a bad day, and then interact and have fun with some folks. This is an epidemic. This is an enormous issue in our country. We joked around about the weather, and I love how people played with that, and Joe was great. This is an enormous issue, right? This just is. And was it the last Surgeon General? Was it even Trump's former Surgeon General?
It was the last one. It was Murthy.
Yeah, but I feel like Trump's guy, Jerome Adams, who is the Surgeon General now? I don't even know.
I don't know. Does he do surgery?
I don't know. Oh, I think this was somebody that Kennedy nominated that has like a completely alternative look on medicine. Here's my shock face. But we can't identify this as much of a resolution and as a solution as we can cancer, other medical maladies, Dave. Other issues where we galvanize and try to get people together to try to prevent this or improve the treatment. How can we improve the numbers on loneliness in the country? And I would love, and we've had some folks call in, and it's not easy. But I'm going to break here because I want to talk more about it, and I will absolutely accept texts also because I'd love on text how can we create a system? And again, if it's loneliness, we're not talking about people who just prefer to be on their own. We're talking about loneliness. Dave, these are individuals who would like more human interaction and don't have it.
That's might not know how to get it right now.
They don't.
Or else they're just afraid to jump back into, you know, finding a friend, making a friend, even contacting friends they've have and perhaps lost a little track with.
Right. Some sort of insecurity they deal with. Something where it's been so long so they where they did interact with people on a regular basis that they forgot what it's like. That would be horrendous for me. You know, and when Kathleen and I first separated, and I've been fortunate to the individuals I've seen, I've been lucky enough to meet them fairly quickly by good fortune. But when I moved out of the house and, you know, it wasn't a good spot for the two of us. And again, as I mentioned hundreds of times, I've just tremendous relationship with Kathleen now. But there were nights when I was on my own where you couldn't just say, call a buddy and go out. And all of a sudden, heck, I met Kathleen the first day I came back here. I told the story before. I sat in my car, looked at that dump of a building, 611 Frontenac, had an offer, excuse me, from the Orlando Magic to stay there. And I thought I could stay there in La Crosse, but it was too good to come here, particularly because of the Wolves. Without the Wolves, I wouldn't have come back. And I just sat in my car, and I literally said out loud, because I talk to myself still, well, this job's going to change my life. And I bump into this beautiful 5'10" brunette with these great eyes. And I said, who's that? Well, that would be my wife, you know? So I was incredibly lucky. But when, like, when we first divorced, were there many nights where all of a sudden I was so used to Kathleen being around and Q being around and Hunter Griffin, where I was just me at the place I was staying. And I hated it. I just hated it. And fortunately for me, I wasn't in that spot for a long time. But think about the individuals who are in it for a long, long time and don't know their way out of it. There has to be something that we can do. And maybe it's more, I'm not saying a government program. Like, what can we do to help these folks out? These numbers are enormous. 45 to 49, basically 50% overall, 40% are lonely. That's not right. What can we do? And if you're in that position, do you want help? Do you know where you can get help? And what realistically can we do? I mean, just another government program. That's not what I'm talking about. Do we have enough outlets where people who aren't predisposed to do this can find ways to interact? What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. I want to talk queries. I want to talk, you know, we joked about the water here the other day when it wasn't on. And we don't have very good water in this building. We don't. I say often. I said it to Brad the other day. Please, for the love of God, get us. If somebody's listening right now and you own one of these giant towers in downtown Minneapolis, and right now you sold it, it'd be like $2.75. If you want to get WCCO radio in your building, please call one of the brain wizards here. Let's make this happen. Our water's not good, but I'll tell you where the water is good, in my house. And that's because I work with Aquarius Home Services. Obviously, at the .com for online. Aquarius Home Services, earning the right to be recommended since 1987. I've been a customer since 1993. Right now, their signature, their calling card, is the Connecticut Drinking Water System. That's not it, because, of course, they can help anything in your utility room, including your furnace, if it goes out on one of those mornings when it feels like 20 below, get a hold of them right away. They have emergency availability. Water softer, make sure your clothes are right. Dishwasher's right. When you take the shower, it's right. But that Connecticut drinking water system is the best. I was reminded again at a doctor's appointment the other day, drink more water. And I'm lucky because I have that Connecticut drinking water system at my place. And right now you can save up to 25%. Reach out today. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number of texts coming in. I would love more to come in. And I know it's not very easy for some people to speak up on this issue, but we should. When 40% of our adult population is saying they are lonely, something is wrong. Something is, what would I want to say? Fixable? Or we should try to help create more areas within private business. You know, like there's somebody text said, sent a link from a Cosmopolitan story. Friendship apps for adults. If you are in some sort of circumstance, and maybe you've always been more quiet and been more inclined to be potentially lonely, a lot of times it's not easy to go to those apps and think, okay, where am I going to go? If you can find a place where there's a common interest, like if it's just go to fill in the blank, here are other lonely people. Yeah. We're trying to help you out. Well, that's, who's going to go to that?
That's anxiety inducing for a lot of people, I imagine.
Yeah, and anxiety can really build up for a lot of ways. And if you want, if part of you is, I'll use this word again, craving more human interaction in the right way, but you've been denied that opportunity for a long time, you probably need to feel especially comfortable in a potential upcoming setting to go to it. And so, hey, fill in the blank, meet people. No, maybe it's we need more private businesses, fill in the blank. I mean, we joke about the pickleball situation or all the different shared interests that a lot of people who are in more of the social circles already have. Find a way to bring those folks into your group somehow. Come join a group of people who are already playing board games, cards, happy hour. They love to get together and point out social media. Maybe they get you together and point out ways that you can meet more people. Because you even talked about it. Let's say what you said. Like if also in Lindsay, and a lot of us hope this happens, she comes to her senses and leaves you.
That's not really kind.
We're thinking of Lindsay here.
Again, not very kind. God, she'd miss me.
For Lindsay, very kind. Like, that's not your default.
No, it's right? Not.
So talk about that.
Well, I would struggle mightily because I am the type of person that I like getting together with friends that I've had for a long time, perhaps newer friends, but it is like pulling teeth for me to be the one to reach out.
I know that. That's why a lot of times I do reach out to you. Yeah. Now, we're together a lot already, so by 3:30, you're just sick of me. Rightfully so.
3:10.
Yeah, maybe 1:20. But, yeah, there are a lot of people who in your situation where I hope people reach out because
I will make every excuse in the world not to be the one to do it. Because I don't know. It's just an uncomfortable thing.
Lengthy text here. Chad, very disturbing statistics regarding loneliness. Very sad statistic also. Each case needs to be looked at individually to try to determine why an individual happens to be lonely before solutions can be created. Most likely solutions will be very much on an individual basis. I agree with all this. There's great hope. Helping people, find people, activities, put them in a position to meet and develop relationships is probably most critical to curing this. I certainly hope that those people feel they can seek help and look for ideas that will possess them to have more quality relationships with other people. That would greatly impact their loneliness. That is a great text. Another text. What time do you want me to stop talking?
Any 50 will do.
How about let's go 58:50. I commend you for covering this topic thoroughly. I'm sure you're helping listeners. Kudos to you. Thank you so much. You know, we're trying to do a lot of things on the show, including addressing issues in a way we can either. We've had guests on this topic, too. Hasn't just been the two of us discussing it. But I really think this is a concerning topic, and I would love to see more people speak out about this topic, including well-known individuals.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.